Farm labor continues to be a struggle and cover crop usage continues to grow. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. Farm labor reform has been a top priority for many Indiana farmers, ag businesses, and farm policy organizations. C.J. Miller reports on a Jackson County farm and their struggles with the current H-2A program.
Of course, if there were 100 people in Jackson County who would be willing to pick watermelons and knew how to do it, I would for sure be using them, because at this point, the H-2A program is a pain in the rear, but I can't. I don't have that option.
And that's Megan Van Loo with Hackman Family Farm Market near Brownstown, Indiana. She says her family farm uses immigrant labor to help harvest over 300 acres of watermelons and other produce. She says the first issue with the current H-2A program is that the workers' visas are only good for 9 months at a time.
What happens is those farmers have to file then for multiple petitions. With every worker comes a new petition every 9 months, and what they're having to do is multiple because they need those farm workers to overlap. Well, it's adding extra costs, not only for the farmer, but it's adding extra costs to the government because they're doing more paperwork. And it's costing extra time and effort for the employee as well, because then they have to find new work every 9 months.
The second issue is the adverse effect wage rates, or the minimum wage that each state must pay their immigrant ag workers. And that rate is set not by the states, but by the U.S. Department of Labor. They have different rates for different regions across the U.S.
Currently, we're paying $19.57 per hour. Kentucky, which is in a different region, is only at $15.87 an hour. So they're competing with Kentucky with a $3.70 per hour difference. And I mean, how do you budget for that when the price of watermelons hasn't changed? And the other people who are harvesting at the exact same time can do it for less.
Overall, Megan says she and her family are being squeezed simply by going through all the right legal channels for obtaining farm labor.
The limits of this program are really showing through, and we're really asking for lawmakers to come together with policymakers to find a solution for us, to make it easier to do the right thing, to follow the rules, to do it the way it's supposed to be done so we can avoid any illegal workforce competing with local workforce. We don't want that.
Check out our full conversation. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.